Good day, good middle of the day at 25 to 2 in the, on a very, very wet day in Cork. I'm not really sure how to do this, but I suppose the best thing to do is to just to jump in. Right, this is all going to be very random. I'm going to read you a random passage from a book. Now, the book is not random in the sense that there was intelligence and purpose behind getting the book, but the book has sat in my office for some time, and I've just decided I'm going to open it at a page, and I'm going to read it here, and as a little contribution to the community activity that is taking place among podcasters who are using the hashtag AudioMo, AudioMo. So here goes, here's the passage, here's a long paragraph from a book. And I had no idea I was going to open at this particular page. He was dangerous because he was different and smarter than me. And he wanted me to be a grown-up. My mother decided that I needed to marry Victor before I slipped back into my pattern of dating poor, mentally unstable artists. About 6 months after Victor and I had been dating, I came home to find that she'd packed up my stuff and told us both that I should just move in with Victor, since I was, quote, obviously already sleeping with him, end quote. This was when Victor and I both got very quiet, and I wondered when my mother had turned into the crazy parent, because I wasn't really prepared for both of them to be unstable. Then I realised that this whole scenario was less about my mum's instability than it was about her saving me from my own. I was pretty sure my mum's infatuation with Victor as my potential husband stemmed from how impressed she was with the whole owns his own tuxedo thing. And I considered just telling her that he'd rented it and then changed addresses without returning it. But before I could open my mouth to protest, Victor slipped his arm around my waist and beamed down at me, saying, "Totally. You totally need to move in with me." I suspected he and my mother had plotted this because I didn't really want to move in with him. But he later admitted that he wasn't expecting it at all, and that although he did want me to move in, he was afraid to do anything other than agree with her, because he assumed my father would shoot him in some sort of milk without the cow scenario. One where I was the cow, apparently. I told Victor that he was being ridiculous, because although my father did own several full gun cabinets, the only weapon he actually used was a bow and arrow, because it was more sportsmanlike. But then I remembered that Daddy had mentioned looking at a new crossbow just that week, and decided it was best to just not mention that at all. Victor frowned and pointed out that most people didn't own entire pieces of furniture dedicated to weapons, and I began to suspect Victor was not actually from Texas. Then we both sort of stared at each other like we couldn't understand what the hell was wrong with each other. This probably should have been my first warning of what my future held. So there you are, little passage, page 75 to 76 of a book written by a woman called Jenny Lawson. And it's called Let's Pretend This Never Happened. A mostly true memoir. Jenny Lawson, the bloggess. There you are. It's a wonderful book I have dipped into once or twice before. But that's good fun, isn't it? Anyway, look, thanks for being here. Talk to you again sometime soon. Bye for now. Paul O'Mahony signing over and out.